All right, ready?
Yes.
Do you guys remember what to say?
Yes.
All right, go for it.
Hey, everybody. We are back for season 2, episode 25 of the Most Prevailing Stories broadcast.
That is right, people. We are live from Meadowside Elementary School Career Day, and we've got a great episode for you today. We'll lead with some news and sports, as always, before we get to hear more from some of our awesome students later. Stick around for another great episode coming your way. We want to welcome Kimberly Dunn to the Milford Public Schools. She was recently named as our high school special ed supervisor. As a Milford Public Schools graduate, Ms. Dunn brings valuable homegrown experience in addition to her 15-year career in the special education environment in Madison. She will fill the high school supervisory position while Eric Paradis, the district's current high school administrator, will be moving to the middle school supervisory role. She is expected to start on July 1st in Milford. The Board of Aldermen recently voted to approve a lump sum appropriation for education operations of $109,950,341 for the 2024-25 school year. This amount reflects a $1,335,429 decrease from the original Board of Ed proposal. The Board of Ed will meet Monday to determine the various line items that will need to be made to meet the reduction. Our last day of school is right around the corner. It'll all be a wrap on June 11th, then it's time to officially transition into the 2024-25 school year. I don't even want to think about 2025 right now, though, because I haven't even gotten to the beach yet this year. Tuesday, May 21st, you're going to want to mark your calendars and get ready for Blast Off to Summer Reading. The Milford Public Schools and the Milford Public Library are teaming up to present Blast Off to Summer Reading. The event will be held at the library from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It'll include games, literacy activities, summer reading program info, and more. That's all we have for news today. Stick around for sports coming up next. We've got some action in sports happening after school today. Forens girls lacrosse team travels to Amity for a 6 p.m. start time in the first round of the SCC tournament. They finished the season 13-2. They will look to advance to take on number 2 seeded Cheshire on Tuesday the 21st. Forens baseball team also takes on Amity today, but they will be at home at 3:45 p.m. They also have a big game the following day at West Haven at 10:30. Forens softball team finished the season 13-7, also boasting an impressive 6-0 record in league play. They closed out the regular season on a 5-game win streak, most recently defeating Bethel 12-0. Last but certainly not least, Jonathan Law's softball team is 11-7 on the year. Next up on the schedule for them is Notre Dame Catholic today at 4 p.m. They are sitting at an 8 seed for SCCs and will look to see who their top-seeded opponent is as the rest of the season unfolds. Could be either North Haven or Cheshire. Definitely keep an eye out for their game tomorrow morning with Daniel Hand if you're interested to see Law's first-round matchup. That's all we have for sports today. Stick around for our joke of the day coming up next. I am here with Will for our Parsons Perks joke of the day. Let's hear that joke.
What do you call a huge pile of cats?
What do you call a huge pile of cats? We'll give our listeners some time to guess. What do you call a huge pile of cats? I don't know.
Meowtin'.
A meowton. All right, Parsons Perks, joke of the day. We are back with our students at Meadowside, and while I can talk about my job all day, I'm curious to see what our students want to be when they grow up. Let's hear from them now.
When I grow up, I want to be a cheerleader because this is my fourth year. I've done Pop Warner, and I just started All Star.
I want to be a soccer player because it would be really fun.
What I want to be when I grow up is a nanny because I want to take care of kids and I want to be so fun. I want to be happy and it makes me really happy to see a lot of kids.
When I grow up, I'm going to be an aeronautical engineer because I really want to build planes and like rocket ships and all that stuff.
When I grow up, I want to be a doctor because I like to take care of people.
When I grow up, I want to be a doctor so then I can help needy people in free service.
When I grow up, I want to be a published author because I can make lots of books.
I got actually three options, which is a doctor, a scientist, and a photographer, and a scientist, because one, I like science, and also I really like nature too, and animals, and also I really like kids, so that's why I like to be a doctor too, and also I like, and that's it actually.
When I grow up, I want to be a computer engineer because I really like working with computers and seeing how technology works.
When I grow up, I want to be a Broadway dancer because I really like to take dance classes. When I grow up, I want to be a police officer because I want to help people in need.
We've got a lot of young students with high aspirations already. It's great to hear from them on Career Day, and it was also awesome getting to be there and share more with them about what I do. All right, that's all for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening, and tune in next time for our most prevailing stories to date. Awesome job, guys. All right, thank you very much.